Bonsoir, mon brave.
Oui, je vais. And all the boys about the wreck of the Julie Town.
Away!
Then see, Jimmy.
On one dark night, on Lac Saint-Pierre, the wind she blow, and the crew of the wood scow, Julie Plante, got scared and run below. For the wind she blow like hurricane, by and by she blow some more, and the scow bust up on Lac Saint-Pierre, one harpoon from the shore. The captain walk on the front deck and walk on the hind deck too. He called the crew from up the hole. He called the cook also. The cook, she's name was Rosie. She's come from Montreal, was chambermaid on lumber barge on the Grand Lachine Canal. The wind, she blow from the northeast-west. The south wind, she blow too. When Rosie cry, mon cher captain, mon cher, what I shall do? Then the captain throw the big anchor, but still the scow, she drift. The crew, he can't pass on the shore, because he lost his skiff. The night was dark like one black cat. The wave run high and fast. When the captain take the rosy girl and tie her to the mast. Then he also take the life preserve and jump off on the lake and say, goodbye, my rosy dear. I go drown for your sake. Next morning, very early, about 2:30, 3:30, the captain, scow, and the poor Rosie was corpses on the shore. For the wind she blow like hurricane, by and by she blow some more, and the scow was up on Lac Saint-Pierre, one harpoon from the shore. Now all you good wood scow sailor man, take warning by that storm, and go and marry some nice French girl, and live on one big farm. The wind can blow like hurricane, and suppose she blows some more, you can get drowned on Lac